Well, the right? the yolk is, but the yeah. white oh, is the white. Like the gnarly part.
Oh, I just smell it.
It smells like seaweed.
That's because it's so salty.
I can't.
Yes, just you do can. A little
nibble. The durian just was like
little this. Nibble.
Just eat the white. Don't eat the yolk.
Come on,
we'll
put the huevos in your mouth.
I don't think I could do this.
I believe in you, Juan.
Small bite. Small bite. Small bite. Small bite.
You gotta sing fucking R. Kelly, I can fly. Someone sing it to me.
I believe I can fly.
Keep going.
Oh my God.
I believe I can touch my sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, you're drooling.
Well, your drool is like gnarly.
No, I did. It just touched. It touched the fucking tip of my tongue.
Here.
That was it's it. Pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie.
Audio syncing. I hear an echo. Are you?
Why
do I hear? Okay,
there. There you go.
Yeah,
it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Well, you took the glasses.
I think yeah, because they start getting steamed up. Do I look weird?
You're sweaty.
You're sweaty. Anyways, I'm Juan. This is the Brutally Honest Podcast.
I need some glass between you and me. I can't deal with it.
Is it weird?
No.
Okay. So you're going to make out with me now? Well, are we going to make out?
That didn't change because of your glasses.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as I'm still sexy, bitch.
That was the oddest purr ever. Yeah.
Hey, am I sexy now?
Yeah. Oh, this
I know how to get the ladies.
I lowered my bass down. I don't like it, but whatever. I did sound a little too bassy last time, so hopefully I don't sound like a tween right now.
You sound good.
What?
You sound good, baby. All about that love, baby. My darling. Can't get enough for your love.
Someone's like, WKB5 101.2.
Is this part of the
this
show?
Is totally part of the fucking show. All right. My name is Juan. Okay. Thank you for joining us with the Brutally Honest Podcast. I've got
Jeff.
Jessica.
And Alan.
And he's going to massage your balls with his voice.
Bedtime stories.
Bedtime. Give me some of that bedtime story, baby. Yes. What do we have to drink today?
Today, I guess it's me.
Tonight.
I had to go pick this up. There's a lot of words on this, so I'm not sure what's the most important one. Okay, Pizza Port Brewing Company, Chronic Ale, Amber Ale. Mm. Was that the right order of how to say it?
Sure.
And on the top it says, good beer brings good cheers, or cheer. Sorry.
What's the percentage?
This is 16 ounces. No, just kidding. I don't see any other numbers on it.
What the fuck?
Oh, there it is. 4.9. That's okay. It. Yeah. Okay. Sounds so we're going to have like 4 or 5 of them.
Nice little diddle.
Yeah, this is a nice little diddle for your tittle. Chronic ale. Beer. Good beer brings good...
Cheer.
Carlsbad, California. All right. I've been to Pizza Ports in San Clemente.
This is yeah, like a can yeah, for like a Pizza Hut. If a Pizza Hut made of IPA, this is...
Well, that's basically what happened.
Did you go to a pizza? And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
A lot of IPAs, but I'm glad you actually brought an amber.
Yeah,
I do like ambers.
I was like, I want an amber, but I feel like we also need more beer and we need an IPA, so we have a backup IPA.
Nice.
In case we want to do more.
Nice.
I think we could... Oh, not quite. Okay. Glub, glub, glub. Glub-a-dub.
I'm not an amber fan.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not an amber fan.
No are you guys sipping amber before fan? The clinking.
No flipping for the clinking.
There
clink,
we go.
Clink, clink, clink.
I'm going to knock over this microphone.
Whoa,
oh,
whoa,
God. Or the
shit,
beer.
That was like
Jesus.
A
this thing.
Fucking.
I need two hands. Yeah. Two hands.
Two hands of all times.
And wow.
What?
I'd like chugged that. I couldn't stop.
Really?
It's good.
Really?
I love amber ale. Yeah. See, I'm always bitching about IPAs. This is my shit. This kind of stuff right here. Brown ales, amber ales.
That is really
browns.
Good.
I love
yeah,
browns.
That is good.
I love browns too, but
mm-hmm.
Only when we're going to the Super Bowl.
Did Do you love them?
Yeah, because it feels good when the thing comes out of you. Anyways, you know my body already. I don't need to keep going about this.
Very well.
We've talked about this on multiple podcasts about my body, how it works.
The people need to know
that what?
How your body works. It's important information.
Is it? Is it important information? Yeah.
It's important if we say it's important.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we're the hosts of
the
show.
So what do you think of the beer? I mean, the smell. To me, the one thing that sucks is I don't like the smell of these types of beers. I'm not into it.
It's too cold right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care for the smell, but I do like the taste. Like
the taste is good, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird.
Dude, I think the IPAs always smell awful.
Mm-hmm. Well, they smell awful and they taste awful.
Yeah.
No.
Give me a little cheers to that. Although I've had some that are pretty good, that are like doable, but overall, very this rare. Stuff's way better for me.
It will taste better once it gets a little warmer. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, you got a short head span, so you got to scooch in more.
Well, also, yeah, you got to be close to the mic. Listen to how your voice sounds differently.
So there's general rules to mic, basically.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
That's
what you want. Here, I'll turn it down.
You scared yourself.
Yeah, here, it's okay. Come in for it.
Like a puppy seeing himself in the mirror.
Yeah. It was scary. It was so loud.
Watch, well, that's how you're supposed to sound.
Watch, come in a little deeper into it.
Right here?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Now I can't hear myself at all.
Oh, you can't. Oh, that's because I turned it down. Here, let me turn you back up. Ready? Talk again.
I'm so scared.
You don't have to lean so far forward. You can also
there.
Move the can mic
can you hear
back.
It now?
Oh.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
good.
That's different. Yeah.
Yeah, right there. Right there.
Yeah. When it sounds
voice
like
cracked.
A...
Sorry,
like
I'm all up in your shit.
Yeah, you're like fucking right there. Just come right to my fucking hand. Yeah.
Here, let me... I'm
now,
just like...
Now, put that finger in your mouth. That's perfect.
This is very, very close.
Yeah. I know it's weird. It's really strange. But you know, once you hear that audio quality, like what you hear when it's like, damn, that's fucking sweet. That's because we're right up on that bitch.
Yeah. We did our first
right up on it.
Several podcasts without headphones and we're just like all over the place and the sound is not consistent.
Can I move
so
this?
Yeah, you can move it a little bit closer if you want.
Down there,
bend it
unscrew
from the
that.
Bottom.
You can bend this.
Bend
down.
It.
You can
bend it like Beckham.
There. That's fine.
But you got to talk into the side though.
Okay, that's fine. I just
and that'll,
there,
somebody
that
help,
works.
Somebody help the lady.
There we go.
Perfect.
Yay. That works. Yay. That's good, and I could kind of see.
We got the show set up after we started.
It's totally fine. It's good. You know, today I was listening to a few podcasts. I'm not going to mention them, but I was like, damn, like our audio quality for like $25 Chinese microphones, like the shit's fucking legit.
I mean, what's wrong with Chinese products?
Nothing like, at all.
I figure like 80% of our shit is made in China.
That's 100% true.
Yeah.
You're like 80%, 100%? Okay, that works.
Maybe not for long. I don't know.
Yeah, with all the import.
Yeah.
All the importing. Well, the beer's good while we're enjoying it. Jessica, Jess, what do you prefer? Is it the full thing, the half thing, somewhere in the middle?
Jessica, Jess.
Jesse.
Sika. Sika. J-Beck. J-Beck.
J-Beck.
Beck. Just not Jesse. Don't fucking call me Jesse.
Oh, I said it. And you kind of went like...
Jesse Spano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Don't call her Jess.
Don't call me Jesse.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I have like three people that call me Jesse, and they're the only ones that are allowed.
So based on the guest, you know, whoever's here and who knows them, we always ask, how did you meet? I know the story, but... The people who are listening don't know the story.
And
say
me.
And Jeff. Oh, Jeff. No, Jeff. Hi. Hi, I'm here.
Right.
I don't know who you are.
Who the fuck is this?
What's up?
Nice to meet you.
I do too.
This is Jeff. I'm Juan. He's Jewish. I don't know why.
I don't know why it was necessary to say that.
Yeah. And his name's Jacob. I'm kidding. He's like, you fucking dick.
AJ.
Yeah, so when did you guys meet? Like, AJ. How long ago? Give me the spiel. Give me the short version, though.
We met 20 years ago.
Ooh. 21.
Don't you fucking
years.
Oh, he corrected you.
Yeah, I was 14, not 15.
Damn.
You fucking cradle robber.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa.
There's a lot going down behind this
I was
path.
17.
Yeah, he was not 18 yet.
I was 17.
When you met? Or
yes.
Yeah,
is there something I'm missing? Okay.
Yeah. So...
Which parts have you met?
Yeah.
A few.
I didn't know that. I know. I was trying to peel back the foam on that one.
Yeah.
It's like 12 layers there.
So Alan and I met through a mutual friend back the summer after my freshman year in high school. And we dated for like...
A few months.
And then that ended. And then we've been friends ever since. pretty much. That's good. The short story. There's some like other
that's
shit good, in between
that's
there.
Pretty short.
That's kind of funny, but yeah. Other than that, that's pretty much it.
Well, there's a lot in between with Alan. You can take that however the fuck you want.
A lot of meat between the buns.
What? I'm on your face. That was
there's
so
a lot
perfect.
Of skin in there. A lot.
Did you ever come to like the parties and stuff that he went to? I don't know if we ever.
I don't.
We might have crossed paths
probably.
At some point. Yeah. When they had that. What in his apartment in Laguna Niguel?
The pajama party.
Pajama party.
No, I don't think
there was
she
a
was
costume
there.
Party.
The costume party I was at. That's when you dressed up as a dick and then yes. jumped on everybody
okay.
naked.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was there.
Okay, yeah, okay. I was too. Who did you jump on? Did you jump? Was it? Juan?
I jumped on Albert.
Oh, yeah. Albert! It was Albert, completely naked. Fucking naked yeah. and sweaty from being in that penis costume.
I thought he was coming up to give me a hug.
I know.
And then I.
You ran up behind him and fucking jumped on him.
No, he went like this. So I was like, oh, he wants
you want a
you.
Hug. You
he
want
to hug
a
big
hug.
Dick. It's natural.
It's here's my balls on your stomach.
We rub
like
them up
fully
and down
wrapped
a bit.
Around yeah. and everything yeah. like a fucking
give me a
monkey.
Ball hug.
There's some
hi,
things
Albert.
That no,
oh,
you won't listen.
So good.
What, do you remember what your costume was?
Some sort of slut? No idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It sounds about right at that time.
I'm trying to remember who. For most I remember women. There was a girl
I mean,
dressed as a cop.
Still. That's a Halloween's part.
So all right. Pretty much all I remember. Somebody was dressed as a cop.
Not me. I've not never you. Been a cop before.
Okay. God. Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, even if you said, I probably would be
oh,
like.
Oh, you know what? I was probably the naughty nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Was that before? Because what year was that?
07?
I don't even remember.
What was it? What did I dress up as? I don't even remember. There's a lot of that night excuse I don't me. Remember on purpose, yeah. too. Like a lot. I don't.
Yeah, I was probably wearing the black leather yeah. costume.
Remember we went so crazy on the Halloween parties? Like we got your fucking pool table with
dude,
like
that was
the glow, the black
best.
Light pool balls and stuff.
Yes. I wouldn't spend $130 on a set of black light pool balls.
We were serious about partying
yeah.
that
and
night.
I had to buy the
like,
bulbs,
really
too.
Serious.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was so fucking cool. Yeah.
Could you imagine cool. if you bought all those
and
forgot
just didn't
to fucking
work.
And nobody came over?
Right.
It's just nobody. Me and him. We're like, hey, how's the fruit punch?
We had like the whole,
you can see
all the lights are off.
She's like this fat, chubby yeah. little Mexican guy. This other guy that I don't know what race he is.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Whatever. Doesn't matter though. Race
we're all
matter.
One.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Fucking Michael Jackson thinking like, we are the what's that song? I don't even know.
We are the world.
That's it.
Okay.
Back to the story.
Anyway,
it was a really fun party though.
But yeah, turning all the lights off except for yeah. just that, and having only like the lights were almost or the balls were almost a source of light as well, right? Because mm-hmm. they were glowing so much. That was really cool. That's like the best way to play pool right there.
That Alan, you need to get some new balls.
Yeah, get some glowing balls. I can't even see them.
Right.
Too dark.
You could come and pick up the pool table this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Yeah,
we'll put it in your kitchen. You don't cook anything anyway.
We're just going to brew his beer.
Going to the.
Are you really getting one? You are really getting one, aren't you?
I'm giving.
Yeah.
I'm
oh,
giving
yeah,
mine
you
to
said
him.
That.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I forgot about
yeah.
that. That's
actually,
yeah.
I might still be able to get those balls.
Oh snap!
I could get my hands on those balls for you.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I
left them at my parents' house, but
you
I
left your
them.
Balls at your parents'
I did.
House.
All that's 16 of them.
Oh, Jesus.
But they're mine. I could go take them. Mm. Not like my fucking dad's playing blacklight pool.
Speaking of yeah. balls, though, like, did your dad ever... What? Not your dad.
What?
That's a bad segue. That's a bad segue.
You're almost like him and his...
Speaking of balls, did your dad ever...
What?
You sound like him talking about
I
his...
think it's even worse that you hesitated and stopped.
Those things hung to the ground. Anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Remember when he was talking about dem titties and his sister? I was like, whoa,
yeah,
no.
We don't do that.
We can't
say
you can't say sister and dem titties in the same sentence. I'm sorry.
It doesn't work like that. I mean, it does work like that. You just don't say it.
No, don't. No. Did you see that episode? You should watch
it. Yeah, I
it.
Watched it.
Okay, good. Good.
I was laughing. I was actually telling one of my friends because, one, the way that you were sucking sounds exactly like a pump, like a breast pump.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Trust me, I know. He's heard it. I know.
It was so funny. I was dying.
He's a good impressionist.
It makes that sound.
It does.
Yeah. You hear like a little fan going. Yeah.
Keep him cool.
Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden you take it off, the nipple's like a fucking 3 inches long. You're like, is that a ruler? What the fuck are we looking at now?
Is that a Slim Jim?
I get that after the baby's done. Like, what's going on?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The woman's body does some weird things when you're pregnant, you know? I don't want to get too much into it.
I do know.
Yeah, you do know, right? She's like, I do. How many do you have?
Just one.
Just one? Oh, man.
How old? Just one.
She just turned 17.
Holy crap.
I know.
It's not his?
No.
It's 20 years ago. Okay. Not 17 years ago.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that's crazy. I can't imagine having a 17-year-old at my age. Like, I barely handle a one-year-old right now.
Right?
I think it was easier to deal with a one-year-old back then. I was young enough to deal with all of it. Now probably. I'd be like, what the fuck? I need sleep way more now than I did when I was 18.
And I have like 500 times more things to do in my
life.
Yeah,
exactly.
I can barely deal with it too, let me tell you. The other day, like Aiden, he just won't listen. I tell him like, hey, come here. I need you to sit down here and like do whatever, eat your food. He goes, no. And I'm like, you kidding me? And I'm like trying to like, I keep my cool, but I'm like, I'm going to fucking lift you up with one goddamn hand and scare the shit out of you. Because right now,
you should.
I did. What? Child services comes over. Excuse me, Mr. Juan? Yeah. Where were you born? Child services or ICE? Did fucking Trump call you? The fuck? Yeah, he's a little shit, but I love him to death because there's this, like, when you're angry, like, I'm not over it yet, and he's over it within, like, fucking minutes.
Yeah.
And he comes over and he's like, can we just lay down together? And I'm like, fuck.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we can lay down together.
I mean, come on.
Fine. I guess I'll get over it.
Like,
I guess the transitions go slower as you get older because, like, my son, he'll be crying, but then I tickle him. He'll be like, what? Like,
right?
Just goes right in and out of two different emotions together.
Totally. Yeah, it's hilarious because it is totally different transition as they get older.
I think, like, you have to be kind of aware of your emotions to realize it's weird to go back and forth like that. But if you're just, you know, if you're one, you're like, fuck it. That's how I feel right now. And that's how I feel right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
Segue onto CBD and my emotions, dude. I took CBD, and CBD has been making me like a nicer person.
You get the CBDBs?
Yeah, honestly, it's not THC CBD. It's just regular like hemp oil CBD. I figure like we have to differentiate the two because I'm not high. I just get the mellowness that it gives
you. I have some.
It's really cool, honestly. Mm-hmm. And Brenda's like, can you take some more?
I like you better
like,
this way.
Like, if shit's everywhere, I'm not going to, I don't like say like, oh, pick up that, you know, what the fuck, Aiden, pick this up. Aiden, I'm just like, oh. And I'll walk over and I'll just pick it up. I'm like, fuck it. All right. Like, I'm pretty chill. It's really weird.
Why don't our bodies come with this in it already?
They should.
It's bullshit.
Right? Yeah. It is kind of fucked up. We got to add it back in.
Yeah.
That's kind of fucked up. But I figured I'd mention that because CBD, man, that shit's good.
Yeah, I've used it. I got the tincture.
Yeah, that's what they call
tincture.
It.
Tincture.
You put it under your tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fascinating.
It's called a tincture. It's like an eyedropper and you put it under your tongue. Mm. That's how you imbibe it.
Oh, yeah, I have one of those. Yeah. I have a bottle of CBD that's like that. It's 2-1, though. There's still THC in it.
Yeah, you got
mine's all CBD.
The thing that the one I was telling Alan, the one thing is that if you like THC, it's almost impossible for you to go to regular non-THC CBD because your body just likes that high, right? And you get used to it. So like your tolerance is there. But like for me, that one day we were in fucking Sonoma and I took a hit of the THC, I was like, fuck this. I can't go back to that.
You were fucking wasted.
I can't go back to that.
Yeah. Well, what did you have? Was it concentrated?
We were smoking one of those vapes.
A vape, yeah.
It was from a guy who's dabbing like every fucking
minute.
That's
like the crack of weed.
Yeah, right?
It is.
Like
it
literally you distill it down into a pure form. That's what crack is. Like,
it was,
you can't fuck around.
I was having nightmares and shit. I'm like, fucking penguins are after me.
I just took one small hit and I was just like, I gotta go outside. I need some fresh air.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I bought a vape, and then the first night I tried it, I was like, let's see how this works. And then I was like, I'm not feeling anything. So I kept inhaling, and then all of a sudden,
bad move.
Big cloud comes out. And I'm like,
that's not good.
Prepare for takeoff. Yeah.
Space. Elon, like, I'm ready.
I was sitting down. Yeah. I was sitting down playing video games, and I just was like, I have to get up. I can't do this. And I had to like walk around. I walked outside, and then I had to like, my wife was watching TV, and I was like, I'm sorry, I have to rant at you right now about random bullshit. And I just started going off about like philosophical shit about how work is boring and like, oh my god,
give a fuck. She's like,
she was like, okay.
Can I go back to my show?
Yeah, and I was like, that's what I'm she was like, thinking. Yeah. And then when I was done, I was like, that's fucking deep, isn't it? She's like. Honestly, no. Like, okay, it's not deep. It's profound. Okay, I'll give you that. Like,
it's pretty funny.
But yeah, like I had like in order to like feel normal, I just had to. I don't know how long I was talking for. Like, that's what it does to me.
It was like an hour and a half, probably.
Like an hour and a half. It was probably 7 minutes.
Did the kid move from boob to boob? Because that was definitely an hour and a half.
Yeah. Well, he was asleep, luckily. Oh, okay. So,
we never rated the beer, by the way.
I know. We're gonna come back to it.
Oh.
The Ninja Turtle Chronic Beer. I don't know. I keep looking at it. It's like a Ninja Turtle on it, even though there's no Ninja Turtle.
It reminds me of the Ninja Turtle NES game.
Yeah.
Like the colors of it. I love Ninja Turtles.
I don't see anything. That just got
weird, right? Like
it.
I had a sexual fantasy about having sex with turtles.
It reminds me more of like Fast Times at Ridgemont High with the guy on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bud. Let's party. Be a lot cooler if you did. What was that from? That was from Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
That's a phenomenal movie. Dazed and Confused. Oh my God. Such a good
movie. I don't think I've ever seen that sober. I don't remember.
Really?
Yeah. You shouldn't.
Right. So that's what's beautiful about it. Like those movies that you only see really high, you can watch them again and again. Like it's the first time.
Like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Every single time I watch that movie, I find a new part.
You're
like, I didn't even know he had a trip
there. Fucking mini me's in this movie.
Holy crap.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
See?
So it's Christina Ricci. So is, what's her face? The hot blonde.
I don't know.
Charlie's Angels.
Cameron Diaz?
Cameron Diaz. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that in a long time.
There's so many people in that movie. I've watched the movie probably at least 100 times.
Cameron Diaz, I call her Cameron Bassmouth. That fucking mouth is chin to, or ear to ear, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like she's going to swallow me. Like
she was so hot in the mask.
She was. But that still, was like, that mouth.
That was before her nose job. Like,
yeah, that was her first
big
movie.
Big ass lips. Yeah. Like, oh, that's such a good move. She looks good with long hair.
Alan, what do you think about the beer?
It's pretty good. I like it, actually.
Tell me about that notes. What kind of notes are you getting from it?
What comes forward?
Some copper notes.
Yeah. Well, it's because we had IPA Tim on, so it's like whatever we say, we're totally fucking...
We're trying to plagiarize him.
Yeah, we have to. We have to feed off of his energy. He's still here in the seat. He just... Right? I love you, IPA Tim.
Yeah. Hi, buddy.
Hi.
I miss you.
Chicken shandy.
That was for your butt cheeks. Anyways, go ahead. So what do you think, Alan?
I don't know. I can't quite...
Good. All right.
Yeah.
Jess, what do you think?
I like it.
How does it come off the nose and the taste of the tongue?
It's pretty light, actually, for an amber.
Is it?
But yeah, definitely kind of coppery.
Tastes a little nutty, too.
Yeah, it does taste nutty.
A little nutty? Mm-hmm. Okay, what kind of nut?
Maybe some almond?
Almonds? Some crisp almonds? Are they malted or are they... I'm just
maybe pistachio?
Pistachio. Pistachio.
Pistachio more than almonds.
Have you ever had a pistachio beer?
Yes.
Have you? I don't think I've ever had one.
I think that would be delicious.
Spumoni?
That's
like pistachio flavored ice cream. It's called Spumoni.
Is it?
Yeah. There's already pistachio flavored.
Huh?
It's the
Italian version.
Did you fucking smoke some weed before we started this? Anyway.
If it's the Italian version, isn't it gelato then?
Sure. I don't know. I go to the restaurant.
Pistachio ice cream. Just like Spumoni, gelato.
I just say, give me Spumoni. They bring me shit that tastes like pistachio ice cream.
Okay.
What did I say? Spumoni.
Kiss my pony.
Pismonies.
So you know, this is a squirrel's nut sack. They just grind it up for you.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, this just gave me the chills.
What?
I don't like it.
I don't
know the beer or the Spumoni.
I think it's the Spumoni.
Pisconi?
I'd give it a four. Four balls.
Four balls.
Yeah.
Okay. Four balls. So we have a ball system.
Out of five balls.
Out of five balls, you have to have a range. I know we didn't really go through this properly. Excuse us.
She studied. She did her homework.
Being amateurs. Yeah. But, okay, how many balls do you give it?
Three
balls?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. Okay.
Jeff, why?
How many balls are you going to give it? Fucking why? We don't fucking ask why.
No, she
didn't. It's really light bodied. It doesn't have that much darker flavor for an amber.
You want to
yeah,
it's kind of coppery.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be you're right. Yeah, I do taste a little metallic in there. It is not very, it is kind of like diluted, like you're saying, but I do really like the taste. I'd give it a four balls.
Four balls.
Yeah.
Balls. Let me go to it real quick. It smells like bark.
Like face just, smells like bark.
Oh my god! When the fuck did you smell that night when I was drunk or something? She goes up to me like a fucking predator, like the alien. She's like smelling everyone's face, like a little mouth comes out of her head and shit. She's like, don't let her know. Anyways, yeah, it smells like fucking bark. Yeah, like walnut, baked walnuts.
Baked walnuts. Yeah,
a little hazel in there. And then I do get that little metal. It's weird that it has a copperish. And then the taste. Is it weird that I taste pee? Not that I had pee in my mouth.
Just take that out of context. Is it weird that I taste pee? Yeah. It's weird.
All right.
Well, you answered your own question.
You had to have tasted pee in the past.
Is it worse that I like it?
God.
No, it's actually good though. It's smooth. It has a curve on the right the bend in the beginning. It really hits me, but it runs right off the tongue.
Yeah, it's right down my throat. It's not real rich.
Yeah. I just swish that shit. Anyways, fucking burbity burgundy. Fucking monkish, dude. That monkish you gave me kind of tipped my. You know,
tipped your dip.
Didn't want to say it. It's like a fucking. It was like a tip wrap. You know, you put the thing on, get the blood going. Anyways.
Oh yeah, one of those. Yeah. Every day.
Yeah,
no problem.
Smoke weed every day. So, how you guys doing? Good.
I got a little buzz going, even though it's only 4.9.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Really?
Weird? I don't. I need to drink more Captain.
Yeah, she's got a backup Captain drink. And rum.
Captain
rum. Captain and rum. It's Captain and seven.
Diet 7.
Oh,
and that's the
but
soap.
I don't have a straw, so I'm gonna be drinking. That was really spice. Slow.
Should I get should I get the foods?
Yeah, what kind of
food
do you
got?
Let's do the foods.
You guys are gonna hate me.
Let's do this. Oh,
actually, boy. It could have been
is
way
it like
worse.
Like a durian egg.
I'll tell you.
Well,
dude. Okay. By the way, I went to 99 Ranch Market and I walked in and I saw these giant spiked fruits and I was like,
jackfruit.
They're jackfruits. Yeah. I was like, are those durian? And I ran over there. They were way big. I'm like,
you were so excited. They're like, get the fuck out of my store.
Have you never seen a jackfruit before?
No, I haven't.
Fucking gigantic.
Here's my wife shocked. Yeah. She went with me because I picked her up from work. They're fucking huge.
Oh my God. It's like, it's half of her body.
Yeah.
Jackfruit are gigantic.
They have those at Ralph's too. Some of the locations
I've never
that
seen
I drive
anywhere.
To. Yeah.
I just walk in, I look at the produce section and there's like armadillos in a pile. I'm like, what the fuck?
What the
Holy
fuck is
shit.
This?
But if it was durian, you know there would be a durian here right now.
Oh,
I would have got it. That would be insane. Yeah.
I'd fucking vomit on you.
Perfect.
He's like, just fucking make sure you clean me up after.
Don't worry.
Like every night. All right,
grab the food.
Okay, I'll get the food.
Okay, so as Jeff gets the food, we're going to have a little moment from our sponsors. No, there's no sponsor this time. I can't do it.
Why not? Do it.
Welcome to Ballsack Juice. Anybody want some juice at night? When you're thirsty, you got to get that quench for yourself. Pop open that fridge, get a sack of juice, and just enjoy the sweet sesame seed oil in your mouth. Nothing like salty, juicy, with a little bit of goosey in it. Ballsack Juice, coming to a store near you.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
They're clean in the dishwasher.
That means they're dirty.
No, they're clean.
He's like, I swear they're clean. I cleaned it with my tongue.
I need to put my hair up.
Yeah, me too. Not the one on top of my head.
Hey.
So I would while he's getting that, I'm gonna talk to you something really funny. So I hate going back to the poop stuff, but So I'm sitting there in the restrooms at work, and there's somebody at work who uses the urinal. Every time they use their urinal, I hear the ksh, 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 like just repeatedly until they're done. And I was thinking, like, why are they doing that? Like, why are they?
Maybe because they're self-conscious and they don't want to hear.
That's a good guess. But I figured.
Or if they're like farting, yeah.
But I figured out why, and it was genius. So, and this may not be common amongst maybe the heavy dicks. I don't know, but when you're peeing in the urinal, no matter what, from what my experience of having a penis, but it there's splash damage. And it happens like you put a hose to the wall. When you that fucking hose water touches the wall, it splashes back a little bit. However, if you are peeing through a waterfall,
oh fuck,
the splash damage is limited. If just totally, is that a fucking, what do they call those little Easter eggs that the kids get? Is this a Kinder egg?
No.
Okay. This is like, oh, you this wish. Is in Balut.
Oh,
Balut.
Is this not? Oh, no. It's not Balut. No fucking way.
It's not for life.
Is it
Balut?
What the hell is it?
It's just cooked salted duck egg.
Oh, dude, I don't know. It says high temperature sterilization.
Perfect for the pescatarian over cooked here that doesn't eat eggs.
Salted hey, you duck ate egg. Pork rinds.
I did.
Wait, but is there?
I did.
Is it boiled?
Yeah. Cooked salted
sorry,
duck
vegans.
Egg.
Yeah. All right. Whatever.
Vacuum packed. What? Oh God.
What did it juice on you?
The vacuum
I broke
seal
it.
Broke.
Oh. No, I broke the egg.
Oh. Oh, that's okay.
It's okay. You'll do it eventually. Oh, there's a shell too.
Yeah. Where the fuck are you supposed to open this thing?
I don't know.
There's a little notch in the plastic.
You're a notch. Oh,
this,
here it is.
This looks.
I don't know. Oh, I see it. Yeah, I see the notch. Yeah.
Oh man, you're really fucking with us today.
You know, okay. Oh. There was actually another one that said preserved duck egg, and it was black. Ooh. Like
black?
Yeah, the egg. All the egg was black, and I'm like, I honestly don't think they would even eat this. Like,
how do you open this thing?
You're a fucking.
It's a hard boiled egg.
For getting this.
Hopefully, it's hard boiled.
Yes.
Fuck.
So right now we have to open up these eggs for those who are listening, and it's.
I thought they were already peeled.
So yeah, they're vacuum wrapped first off.
Oh, God.
And then now we have to. I mean, who knows how long they've been sitting
you
there.
You suck at peeling eggs.
I'm not a fucking peeler. What the fuck?
Gotta get under the membrane.
What the fuck does that even mean? What are you, fucking Cypress Hill?
That's insane in the membrane. Not under.
Actually, this
the
is difficult. This is not like a chicken egg.
Oh, is it half hatched?
Fuck
it.
Dude.
Is it half hatched?
No, no, dude. It's just a boiled egg.
No, he can't do it.
It's just an egg.
Is it half hatched?
Ugh.
Is it half hatched?
Did you try it already?
No. She did.
Oh, God. Oh,
she spit it out.
Okay, here we go.
Jeff, go. I don't know if I'm going to be able to. Is it half duck eaten?
No.
Is it a half ducky?
No, it just has a weird texture.
Okay. Texture is horrific.
Is it?
Yeah. The taste isn't bad. It's
do I have to
texture.
Do this?
Yeah, do it.
Oh. But you didn't even fucking. You spit it out. That's fucking weird. That's the first time you've done that.
It is.
And this is the other component. That you're used to.
Like, oh, fuck.
Well, put it in the book.
That is disgusting.
Okay, you say it's gross. Does it need salt?
No, it's super salty. Yeah.
It's like boiled in salt water or whatever.
Oh, I'm touching the eyeball.
It's not an eyeball, you
dumb. It's not an eyeball. It's a fucking egg. There are no eyeballs in eggs. I need to wash my ass.
No, dude, mine was half born.
I can't believe
paper towel.
I can't believe
it. Like a wet one.
Look, come here. This is a fucking eyeball. It was half born.
Shut the fuck up.
Look at, feel it. You can feel the roughness of the fucking feathers. Dude, you can feel it.
You're stupid.
It's in there.
Okay.
It's fucking in there.
No, it's not.
No?
It's like, I think it's soy sauce.
Okay.
I think that's how they salt it.
All right, let me try. Oh, but that's not cooked.
It's
coming
salty.
Out like a pimple.
It's got a little juice to it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's cooked.
Oh, my God. I'm going to barf on you.
Oh, God.
Alan? Did you even go for it?
Nope.
You didn't even take a bite?
Not even doing
fucking
it.
Fucking pussy. Sorry.
The texture is...
Dude,
which,
it's like...
I can't...
The texture is like...
The texture is really bad.
It
like,
is.
But if you were to like actually cook it the right way, it wouldn't be bad. It's
I
just because
know.
It was boiled shitty.
I don't know if the texture is ever going to be like a chicken egg. I can't even explain it. It's like bean paste.
Well, the
right?
And the yeah, the yolk is, but the
yeah.
White... The white
oh,
is
the white...
like the gnarly part.
Oh, I just smell it.
It smells like seaweed.
It's because it's
so salty.
No, I can't.
Yes, Just do a little nibble.
The durian was like...
Little this. Nibble.
Just eat the white. Don't eat the yolk.
Come on,
Juan.
Put
white.
The huevos in your mouth.
I don't think I can do this.
I believe in you, Juan.
Small bite.
Sing fucking R. Kelly, I can fly. Someone sing it to me.
I believe I can fly.
Keep singing. Keep going.
Oh, my God.
I believe I can touch my sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away.
Oh, my God. Dude, you're drooling.
Well, you're drooling like gnarly.
No, I dude, it touched here, the fucking tip of my tongue. Here. That was
it's pretty
it.
Bad.
It
was, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, yeah,
that's fucking dangerous. Honestly, you're fucking with
nope.
me.
I can't believe people eat these. I like know. Nom nom nom.
Some fucking Asian right now is like, you fucking asshole.
That's a poor kids in my country can't even have those.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I should ask my sisters.
Fucking, yeah, you should text them. Hey, you had it? She's like, I fucking love them. I don't even know. They're not Australian. What the fuck?
No, they're not. They're Cambodian.
Are they really? Yeah.
I gotta wash my hands. Throw this out.
What do Cambodians sound like?
No, they don't. No? They don't do that drop thing.
They don't do the drop. Okay. God, dude, that was
under the sink.
I don't mind my hands being fucking all gross. I just that touched my tongue. I literally almost fucking puked. It's just too gross. It's too gross.
I didn't even bother.
No way.
It's pretty bad.
Oh my God. Yeah, when Jeff says it's bad, Jeff can handle like a lot of gross shit. So if Jeff
the
has
white
to say,
isn't bad. It just has a bad texture.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. No way. Ugh.
What else did you bring?
Yeah.
Never mind. I lied.
Hopefully something better.
Yeah.
It doesn't look better.
No. I don't even know if it's better, but
what are those?
Ooh, those are like little fuck. What are those? Actually, what is that?
The dudes.
Okay. This is bean curd.
Really, bro? Why did I join this? Why did I decide to come
Yeah,
here?
You fucking brought this. This is the night you didn't want it when like Jeff when we're unprepared, like the worst comes out of Jeff. I feel
hey,
like
you sent me to get fucked up food, man.
I know. You literally were like hey, do you have anything fucked up that'll make me puke? Yeah, try these duck eggs. Fucking. She's like, this fucking asshole, he's gonna be fucking puking bad.
Ew, I can't even handle the consistency of this.
Yeah.
I'd almost
give
rather
me your plate.
Oh my God, it's like, what is this?
Bean curd. That's all it says, unless you can read another language.
Don't smell it again. Again, it's a smelling thing. I can't, maybe I shouldn't smell things. Can you just like paperclip my nose? It
smells like cinnamon, kind of.
Okay.
I'm gonna need to prepare right. before so I can have a drink.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh here, yeah.
Let Alan pop it open for himself.
Here, you take over on this
one.
Oh
my God, this is so
gross. I'll let you read
gross.
The can and everything.
So okay, people joining in. I don't know what the fuck we're eating now. Bean curds and shark nuts.
It's just
and before it was.
It's just
I think I'd rather have shark
curd
nuts.
Patty.
Yeah. What store did you go to? The 99 fucking Northgate Market.
99 Ranch Market.
99 Ranch. They have like the weirdest
Irvine.
Seafood stuff there, right?
They have.
It's all Asian.
Yeah,
shit.
I went in the back. There's like tanks full of live swimming fish. And there's like
yeah, fuck that place.
Bunch of live crabs.
It smells gross. Honestly,
it smells like a fish in there.
But they're
place.
Not even clean. Like I don't know.
What do you mean?
Have you seen them cut that shit up? It's not clean.
It was clean when it was
fuck
alive.
Off.
That's all I saw.
Fuck you guys. I'll give his fucking Stater Brothers. I don't even want to see him cut it. Like I'm gonna fucking pay Javier to cut it.
Right.
Not Jimmy Choo.
Not Jimmy Choo.
Anyways. All right, are we going to tap tips on there, or are we going to talk about
God
the beer first?
Damn, I'm thinking I could break this in half. It's like...
Ew!
I don't know, but I feel
you
like,
shouldn't have done that. Now I know.
It's
I feel
like
I'm just
going
to need to grab my drink right after
okay.
this, but...
All right, well, let's talk about the beer before we touch tips. What's right. the beer?
Okay.
It's from the Dude's Brewing Company. It says California PA.
Yeah.
California-style IPA.
Fucking
made
Southern?
In Los Angeles, California.
That's how they talk there.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I've been there. That's how they talk. It said something about shitty traffic
California
or something somewhere
yeah.
I saw.
6.9%. What about shitty traffic?
I don't know. I read that on the can.
Oh, it says California, bad traffic, good beer.
Yeah, there it is.
It's
well,
all good
right.
from Diego to the Bay.
That's it. The rest of it sucks.
It's too right. small for me to read.
All right, tap the tips. I'm gonna... Ready? So that way.
Bing. Man, I don't bing. Like
here we
this.
Go.
Bing. Tastes like rubber.
It's just rubber.
Oh, it tastes like a sole of the foot.
Shoe.
Or a shoe.
Yeah. You want to make some shoes out of
no flavor.
There's. What is the point in this?
I don't know.
What does it that... tastes like a. Like the rubber from a sneaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And it looks...
It's the same texture, too. Yeah. I've yes. bitten that shit.
It looks like foam insulation, like from a... Like a
is
like
it
a
edible?
Couch.
It's edible, right? Yeah. We're not I eating something so. That's like a seasoning?
Maybe it goes really good with duck eggs or something.
Not fucking testing that. All right, well,
that's
I'm not eating
gross.
That. I mean, I'm putting it yeah. down.
I mean, it's not bad, but it's not good.
Yeah, like it's just pointless.
There's no flavor.
There's no
it's,
flavor.
Yeah, it, exactly. It tastes.
There's enough flavor for me to not like it.
Yeah.
It, you know what it is? It's like
sure
it's like a leather belt. Like if you just put your teeth right into a leather belt, that's exactly what it tastes
you're
like.
No, there's, some, to throw there's something it into like else a that I've bitten into that it tastes
neoprene.
Like a
little plastic in it.
Dog treat?
Was that a fucking
no?
Clown?
Actually, dog biscuits aren't bad.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, me and my mom we tried them.
Tastes like a clown's penis.
Who even did that?
Not me.
Oh. I should have known.
It's a, yeah, of course. Come on.
Yeah. With the headphones, I just can't tell where sounds are coming from.
I did. Elotes, elotes. It's a little Mexican guy running around. Dude, they got some good ass corn though. Have you guys had
should
that?
Should I put these in your fridge, Alan?
Street corn.
Dude, the street corn? Have
you
had street
toss
corn?
Those things.
Have you had street corn?
I have.
Oh, it's so good. How did you have it when you had it?
How did you have it when you had it? Was it the street corn way?
Yeah. Was it with, like, did you have like the chili on it with the mayo?
Thank you.
And yeah. the butter?
Yes.
Okay. Did you like it?
Yes.
Have you had it with just the corn off the stick and it's just all in a cup?
Yes.
I don't think that would be the same.
It's fucking
good. I think you would. You need to have
it's
it
like,
on the cob.
It's not the same. It's not the same. Your mouth definitely doesn't get worn out as much.
It's don't lot, have nearly as much yeah, stuck in your teeth.
It's a lot smaller bites. And I don't have to put that down like deep, you know. I do spoonfuls instead of, you know, throatfuls. But
how are you eating corn on the cob?
Let me tell you. It's like practice for summer in Amsterdam.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, don't go in the summer to Amsterdam.
No. Not down the Purple Light District.
The Purple Dick District.
Yeah. District.
Duh.
Oh, my burr. Okay.
Burr. Oh, child.
Oh, thanks.
I'm
thanks,
home
Alan.
Already.
Oh, thanks, Alan.
Well, glad you asked permission first.
Whoa. Whoa, you're foaming. Better pill it.
Pill it.
I don't know what the fuck that means. Is this a, what is this, a West Coast NDODD?
Yes, it's a West Coast
IPA. Oh, fuck, you're right.
Well, oh, California.
Yeah, they're very foamy.
Oh, my God, I need a napkin.
I'll get you when I have to pee.
Like, I think these are the ones that fell over in the car when I was driving.
Paper towel. Paper.
Yeah, and they're still paper foamy. Towel.
But the foam tastes good.
I have a schwass right
so
now.
So we're on a brief break, and Jeff, we're going to tell you. We're gonna
swamp
let Jeff
ass?
We're going to let Jeff improv on the next sponsor here. It's next
sponsor.
Do
you have a sweaty ass? Try Ass Away. Rub it on, dry it up. You'll be sitting on your chair again in no time.
Ass Away. Rub it on, dry it up. Sitting on your ass in time. Assing up.
Rated R.
Coming to a nipple studio near you.
Why do we have sweat glands in our ass cracks?
What the fuck?
Doesn't make sense.
It actually doesn't. I
know.
The worst thing is leather seats without air conditioning.
Oh, God.
Honestly, on a hot day, like, have you ever been in a car that has the air conditioned seats, the leather?
I have not.
It's like fucking magic.
I know, I bet. I've heard that before.
It's the weirdest thing. It's like someone's blowing underneath your ball sack, like in between. Like,
I mean, I think that's literally what's happening.
It is. It's weird.
And then when you have the heater on, it feels like somebody's.
Oh my God. It feels like someone's touching your
chest. I have heated seats, and that's nice in the winter. Yeah.
It is, but you feel like you either pooed your pants or you peed yourself.
Yeah. Well, I turn on level 3 for like a minute, and then it feels like I pooed.
You scale it down.
Put to 2, yeah.
Yeah, you scale
it down. My wife's like 3 all the way.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She's like full blown. I want to fucking burn that shit up.
She can eat like food out of the oven and not burn her tongue. Like, I don't know what it is with her.
Dude, Brenda's grabbing like these fucking skillets with her fucking nails. Like she's just her claws onto it, and I'm like, "Don't your fingers burn?" No. Like she's like, "You fucking pussy." Like she's.
I lost those nerve endings a long time ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can't do it. I can't grab hot stuff. I can't eat hot, like really temperature hot stuff. I'm like a bitch.
Yeah,
I have to have everything temperature hot. Like it's got to burn the roof of your mouth, or else it's not good. Yeah,
no way.
I hate that. I hate it.
Yeah,
with a passion.
My soup, my pizza, like it's got to burn the roof of your mouth.
Really?
Yep.
Like literally, like to where it hurts later.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
Why?
Like you're scarred a little bit.
The skin falls off the roof of your mouth.
What the fuck is wrong? Alan, you got a fucking problem. Getting whipped? I just want to tell you, this is not like, normal.
I take after my grandfather for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
Wow. That's the only
pain. Yeah.
Can't even handle a little finger butt.
I know I can.
I've got tattoos. I can handle that pain.
Okay. Dude, I can. I fucking passed out.
That's right.
Jeff would tell us about there. Me. I fucking was
you
like.
You were ghost pale.
Oh my God. I was so scared.
Yeah.
I was like, mommy.
It was a little freaky for all of us.
I wake up and it's just Jeff.
Yeah. And you're naked.
And I'm naked. What?
But I think we did. You were in your wife beater at that point.
Was I?
Yeah.
I don't remember. My titty
was out.
They took
your shirt off. And
I had a nipple out.
Wife beating it.
The guy was fucking letting me floss with my nipple hair. Yeah. It was the weirdest thing.
It's the best way.
Yeah. That's my body.
Okay, so are we gonna sip
some long
this
nipple
shit?
Hair?
I've been drinking it already.
Yeah,
you fucking cheater.
Okay, I'm gonna go first. Fuck you guys, because I always let you guys. I'm always nice. Actually, I'll let our guest.
You gonna have
guest.
Some of this one?
You gonna have
Sika?
Sika?
Are you gonna have some of our California?
I'll taste it. I don't want to hold it.
You know Sitka's area in Alaska?
Yeah. Have you been there?
I have not. I've only been to Homer.
How did you know that?
Because I just know that.
I
did fishing research.
Where you're looking on the map, you're like, Sitka. I'm going to remember that for the podcast. He gets back. Did you know that fucking Dalupagugu is north of the capital of Alaska?
Did you? I was going to say, did you know the capital of Alaska?
Anchorage.
Anchorage.
Oh, it's not.
Is it not?
Fuck.
No, it's not.
Did you
I feel
know?
Like a dumbass.
Juno.
No, he
did.
Juno. Juno. You're fucking right. And you did the look again, idiot.
Yeah. Well, you're being stupid.
You fucking dumbass.
No, because Jeff's got this thing, and he's like, he doesn't, he realizes he's doing it, but he's.
I don't actually until later.
Yeah, he's sarcastic. Like, if you say something fucking wrong, he looks at me like sarcastically, he's like, mm-mm.
You're an idiot.
Nope, you're a fucking moron.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. And I look at him like, well, I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's good because now you know the right thing.
I know.
It's fine.
At least you know I'm abusing you. That's fine.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Right.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
I cheated, though.
Ding, 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 ding. Cheers.
Ring, ding, 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 ding.
It's good. I like
it. That's stinky.
It smells good.
Mm.
Doesn't smell how it tastes.
Whoa. Real gradual start.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like water at first, and then all of a sudden, there comes this bitterness.
Right at the end
of
it.
Grows in your mouth.
It's crispy at the end.
Yeah.
But bitter crispy.
But it doesn't get that bitter.
No. Not like a double.
Aftertaste is kind of like dirty.
Where did you get these beers?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even ask. Where did you get them?
Albertsons.
Yeah. Albertsons got a hookup, dude. My Albertsons got a lot of crap.
They had a bunch of Modern Times and Haze. What was it? I can't remember. But there was another one that was a hazy IPA that I almost got, but I chose these.
Yeah, oh, well, they're in Torrance, so they're probably not far from Monkish.
Probably not.
Can releases?
Well, snap.
You know,
the
I've,
dudes.
What I understand, and I should have asked Tim this, but a lot of breweries, when they start doing well or well enough, they kind of just start the distribution thing, and they don't really do the can releases, and they become like these really small little names, but their stuff's in the stores and people are buying it, so I don't know. I know, right?
Well, maybe they did a can release.
It's just one business model, right? Like they choose.
You know, you gotta have strong social media presence to do a can release. So not everybody can do that.
For sure.
So maybe they just had never got that off the ground.
Dude, okay, so I went to GameCraft. Let's bring a little story time.
Oh, snap.
Story time. So it was my birthday on August 20th.
Happy birthday.
And
how old are you?
Fucking 38.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's all right. I can still touch my nipples a little bit.
You never chill for that.
And it doesn't feel weird. No. Especially if I'm alone. Anyways.
You're holding that mic like you just want to like attack it.
I know. Is it weird? I want to hold it for a little bit. Can you just let me fucking hold it?
It's desirable.
Yeah.
He's lonely.
I'm trying to feel comfortable here. He's like, can you get your hands off that? Let me.
It's his mic. It's his body. Okay?
Let me put my hands all over that mic.
Every time I get the chills.
Well, is it the bedtime?
Is it the voice?
The bedtime story.
Bedtime voice.
Okay, let's hear your GameCraft
anyways,
story.
The GameCraft story. So we went to GameCraft, and guess who was there?
Who?
Guess who? It's a fucking game. Guess who the fuck was there?
OC Brew Girl.
Yeah, she was there.
Works there.
Yeah, I know. OC Brew Girl.
I'll say Brew Girl.
Did you just choke on your own spit?
It's the microphone. He's got it deep in his throat.
All right, I'm letting go of the microphone.
Your voice cracked again.
Yeah, he does.
Shut up.
This is normal. I like how she points it out.
I post nasal drip, okay?
Yeah, he does. Like,
lay off the cocaine.
She's like, I know. I told my brother to meet up with me, and we went to GameCraft, and I was doing Uber. I felt a little bad doing Uber and drinking, because it's not like they have light beer.
Oh, boy.
But we spent like 3 hours there, and I drank a few beers, and I had a shitload of water, because I was like, I'm not going to go drive Uber fucking like...
The water helped. There's no time frame that matters.
I was good.
As long as I drink a bunch of water, it's fine. Right.
I sweated it out. I peed a little bit. I mean, my sweat was coming. I was sitting on an angle. I had to hold myself up. But the food was insane. I was like surprised.
Yeah, the food's really good.
The food. And I asked the owner, because I didn't even know he was the owner until he told me. He's this older
the
gentleman.
The young kid, right?
No, it's an older guy.
He's the brewer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The old dude that's always cleaning up after everybody that you think is just like a bar back.
Right off the Lake Forest.
Yeah. I've been there.
So if you guys are looking for a cool place to chill.
Furniture Row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right next to Big Air.
So the owner, he was talking to me. He was being cool.
Yeah,
and I was telling him, like, dude, these fucking wontons that you guys have. I was like,
wontons?
Wontons are amazing. And he's like,
yeah,
my wife makes them. I was like, dude.
I haven't been there since they had their own food.
Oh,
before they were
God.
Like outsourcing food.
And it's always happy hour, so you can get 12 for 12 or something. So it's like the fucking best.
They have those little
dollar
pins.
Wontons.
Yeah, they're fucking.
They have the little free pins you can put on your shirt.
They do?
Yeah.
Fucking dicks didn't give me
a free pin.
No,
they have like three little guys.
Yeah, I always put a pin on my
shirt.
Yeah,
you know what's really
serious?
Fucked up? My daughter has them on her backpack.
Hell yeah.
She's going to school.
That's awesome.
Teachers are like, I love that place, but why do you like that place?
She's like, me too, bitch.
I sit outside and I look inside and I wish I could go in.
They had a few kids there, though. They look kid friendly.
Yeah,
it is kid friendly. Which is fucking stupid. You should never bring your kid to those places.
Don't you fucking judge me.
Hey, I will judge you all day long.
You can take your kid to Yard House. What the fuck's the difference? Yard House has a 1,000 beers.
No, there are some breweries where you're like, okay, kids probably don't belong here. But when they have here's my thing. Okay, I'm gonna tell you something.
They have all the games.
No, not even that. If they have a kids menu, in my opinion, it's kid friendly.
Oh, truth.
If they don't have a kids menu, like legitimately, it doesn't say fucking child's menu, then
you don't belong.
I don't
think
that the kids belong there, in my opinion. And
that's solid,
really
actually.
I think that's the best
way. Well, that
I
tells you whether or not they want them there, which
exactly.
Is
so don't
part.
Fucking bring them to ruin the fucking. You know,
everybody else is fun.
Yeah, because some kid going la 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 la, like now that my kid's Xena Warrior Princess, but I'm just saying, like. So yeah, the beer was really good, exceptional beer, and they collab with fucking Bottle Logic and the Bottle Logic beer.
Yeah, they've done a
this
couple
me asthma.
Collaborations. Yeah.
What? Do you get asthma over beer?
I do.
Really?
I spent like my favorite of wheat beers, and I can't drink them anymore.
Oh,
it makes
wheat.
My asthma.
So you
like,
eat white bread?
I don't need any bread, but when I do, it's
really?
Wheat.
It's always wheat, like wheat rice too, brown rice.
Wheat rice?
What the fuck is wheat rice?
You're the one who said it.
I'm glad we all thought I was a fucking idiot on that one.
You gave yourself the idiot look.
I know, I did. I was like, what? I actually said it. It's fucking perfectly timed. I didn't have to look at you, and I'm like, what the fuck is wheat rice? As you're saying it. Yeah. Like, it was in stereo.
No, brown rice is fucking gross.
Yeah. She's like, I want to come back to this shit. Okay.
Like, what I have for dinner tonight? I had flame broiler with no rice.
That's
just cabbage
just
and broccoli.
Yeah.
I love flame broiler.
No carrots,
I did
though.
Keto for a while, and I should be doing it again, but I'm just a lazy piece of shit
right
now.
Me too.
Yeah.
I should be doing it. Yeah. I'm trying really hard not to do keto and just eat healthy.
With our hands combined.
It's so hard.
Keto is so easy because it's just eating a bunch of fucking fat.
I know, but you gotta like
you
plan
have to know,
ahead.
Yeah, you have
and right now I'm so fucking busy with everything in my life. I'm
it's hard.
Fuck it, give me a cheeseburger.
Yes.
God damn it,
just, dude. Put in and out.
Give me the fucking bun.
Although actually, I always get bunless burgers at In-N-Out.
You know what my
it's called the Flying Dutchman.
Is
you
it
can
really?
Just order a Flying Dutchman. Yeah.
The guy told me that. And he's like,
wrap?
You don't want to just order it the right way?
No, no, no. What? So a Flying Dutchman is just two patties with a piece of cheese in between.
Yeah.
Oh.
Flying Dutchman.
No veggies?
No.
Okay.
You could also order a Flying Dutchman
all
with
meat.
A side salad, and it's just a lettuce, tomato, and onion in one of the fry wrappers.
That's a little weird. I'm not doing
that. Okay.
I miss eating
In-N-Out. But it's easier.
Yeah, easier
because how stupid is it to try to eat a lettuce wrap burger? Like it's fucking sliding all over the place.
I don't mind.
It's like, I don't mind. It's
fun.
Just sloppy as fuck.
Yeah, just dripping all over. I lick my fingers.
Wait, can you talk slower into the microphone?
Fine.
Yeah.
No, Flying Dutchman
actually been
is
getting
good.
Them ever since you mentioned that one day.
Ding.
to not get the spread. To not get the spread on the burger,
is
it so much better.
I fucking told
without
you.
Without
the fucking spread?
Ooh, I'm gonna
because
fucking
the spread is just
spread.
Sweet
Dude, the
sauce.
The spread is fucking
it's
amazing.
It's Thousand Island.
Yeah.
It's fucking
it's
amazing.
It's ketchup and mayo,
know,
which is sugar
and relish.
I know,
and pickles, right?
Yeah.
That is
but.
A lot of flavor. And if you don't have that, all you taste is meat and cheese, which is the
but.
Best part
That's
of
what
the
Flying
burger.
Dutchman is.
Yeah. So you get the meat and the cheese. I usually
it's
get the grilled
so
onion.
It's so salty without all of that, though, because
but.
They salt their burgers like gnarly.
Yeah.
When you
That's
don't.
Usually the
hey.
Trick.
But.
Huh?
I'm telling you, if you don't get that Thousand Island, listen
yeah.
to
Then
me.
It's not fucking In-N-Out.
No.
Well,
I'm gonna,
you taste the
you're
meat.
You're going to blow your fucking taste buds.
I do love to
Try
taste
it.
Meat.
You need to try meat. All
there you go.
Time.
We got
Look.
You now.
You know when you eat steak and you're like, fuck it, a little salt and pepper
Just
on that
try
bitch.
The meat without the sauce that comes out of it. It's fine.
What is the point in that?
Hey, it can be fine.
Well, it's not a fucking tube steak, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What are we, pipe fitting
don't,
here?
Because this meat is flat. It's pre-beaten. So
pre-beaten.
The sauce is not coming out.
It actually came through
good
my
job.
Fucking nose, dude.
Good job. That was good.
All right.
Pre-beaten.
Yeah. Pre-beaten meat.
Pre-beaten meat.
We could open a restaurant called Pre-beaten Meat.
It's vegan friendly because we make the meat with beets. Dude, someone's going to take it.
Beet meat.
Every fucking, you know what? Every podcast. We do
I know.
We do this in every podcast.
We make somebody else a millionaire every podcast. Yeah.
Fuck you, people.
I love all the little thingies. Oh.
Yeah, you're
glasses.
Right. There's this smiley face with a tongue.
Yeah.
You pointed that
Look
out.
It. It's
there
so
it is.
Cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
Like at first glance, it looks like it could be like a hop or something.
He's
going,
yeah. He's going,
but it's really just a, it's a.
Where do you see it?
Meh. There.
Yeah, it's.
I never noticed that
yeah.
before.
She
really?
Did. She spotted it.
Wow.
There's a happy face in there?
Yeah.
I don't got my glasses. You have to put it like right in my eyeball. Oh. I guess that
or
does
just
work.
Put your fucking glasses
you
hold
could
the glasses
put them on.
On.
There we go, four eyes. All right.
My God, it's so adorable.
It's so cute.
I want to touch him with my tongue. Whoa, calm down.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of beer and tongues, you know, what the fuck are we going to do? We need to go fucking do some can releases.
Yeah.
And look, if we split this thing three ways, dude, come on, dude.
Dead.
Come on, Dad.
Deed.
It's three ways. It's only like $50, and then we
for
get
what?
A fuckload of beer for Alan,
can
Jeff,
release.
And I.
Did
so
you
they,
what?
Can
so
releases.
They have can releases. Have you heard? Yeah. Has Alan introduced you to can releases on beer?
I've been to can releases.
You have, yeah.
I'm asking you, what is $150?
Oh no, I'm saying because like when Alan and I split, it's like I don't know, $70 each. Usually $60, $70, and then we get a shitload of beer, and it's almost too much beer to be honest. I mean, you got to drink like a can a night. Alan's probably doing it. No?
Not
you
anymore.
Have to drink
I
a can
to.
A night?
It's a lot of fucking beer.
That's not a lot of alcohol.
It really? What the fuck are you doing?
I'm an alcoholic.
I know. Something's going on at her house.
I used to drink at least like a beer a night, but now it's like a beer every couple nights.
Okay.
That you're not at Tara's and drink five.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you drink when you go there?
Lots of heavy beers.
Yeah,
I bring my can release beers.
Did he has really? His cooler. Yeah.
My,
his
she calls them the specialty beers.
Shut
the
fuck up. She's like, Special Allen's here. With his special beers.
Everyone, a special guest.
Did you, people come in? Oh, can I have one? You're like, fucking $5?
No.
No? You're cool with it? You're like, it's cool, dude. You can have one. It's fine. Just give me $2 later. Carrying fee.
Carrying fee.
Yeah. They look at you like, you're totally serious. He's sitting there drinking it. Why the fuck is he looking at me?
You have a light bulb out.
I feel like Alan has like an entirely like crew of friends that I've never met.
You should come over.
I know.
Where?
Tata's house.
Tata?
Yeah, her name's Tata. Does she have Tatas? Yeah.
Go to the Tatas.
That's what my wife calls me. She's like, can you get, hey, Tata, can you get out of the shower? What the fuck you call me Tata? Because you got some Tatas, bitch.
Your Tatas are bigger than mine,
damn,
bitch.
Yeah, they go down to your fucking belly button. She did. She got me good. Fucking unicorn nipples and shit. What? Horns coming out of them when they get hard.
Have been using the breast pump? You've been using the breast pump.
I have. It felt good.
Giving you the unicorn nipples.
How do people get their nipples pierced? Anybody have an idea about that? I don't get it.
Nate,
what do you mean? How? What do you mean?
Like,
how?
I guess like when you do get it done, like, is it really that much of a like? Have you talked to people with nipples pierced? Do you guys have?
You should ask Nate because Nate had his nipples pierced.
Shut the fuck up.
I've dated a bunch of guys that have had their nipples pierced.
They must. Well, like, what is it? I don't get it. I don't like my nipples touched.
What's wrong with you?
I'm weird, right? Do you like your nipples touched? Well,
I don't mind it, but I would never get my nipples pierced.
Getting them touched and getting them lanced through with a needle. Yeah. It's not the same thing.
Yeah. Lanced. No.
Lanced.
Just a little like, you know. Like,
yeah.
Just a little of that is good.
Yeah. A little bit.
Nothing through the nip. No, thank
no.
you.
Yeah, I have no desire. It's like the most painful piercing.
Yeah.
Has.
What the fuck?
I mean, just they use these like forceps just to grab it beforehand, and right away, that's like, no, I don't even want that.
Yeah, but they do that with like your tongue. They do that with a lot of different piercings.
Vagina. Yeah.
I got no holes in me that weren't there when I was born.
Oh, urethra. Look at you, though.
Let's not do that.
What? Prince Albert? Is that what you're saying?
No, no. So like, I mean, I also don't get penis, like the whole penis thing.
Oh, I get it.
You don't get penis?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you could just get a fucking like a little, little thing that goes around it if you want to have that little enjoyment.
I knew a guy.
Like, I don't think about putting metal through my dick is going to make, I mean, that's going to make you feel good, but I can just get some plastic, wrap that around it.
I knew a guy who got
a AAA battery
it's a bit
in that.
Different.
Put a AAA battery in that thing? The thing's moving better than the fucking pole. Are you kidding me? The pole is just sliding in between my urethra back and forth, back and forth. That cannot feel good.
That's not for you. That's
I guess
for me.
So. Yeah. Fuck that.
I knew a guy who got like studs along the.
Yeah,
back
that's
of
a
it.
Jacob's ladder.
Yeah.
A Jacob's ladder. There's a name for this?
Yeah. Yeah, so what? It's multiple. It's at least four bars going up your shaft.
This is like a fucking cult.
Yeah, what? Just get the ribbed condoms.
Yeah,
ribbed
right.
For her pleasure.
It's like... a little different. It's a little more ribbed than a ribbed condom.
I mean, like, what's different for me?
Put some marbles in the condom then. Fuck it. Anything's better than putting shit into your penis literally permanently. Jesus Christ.
It's not permanent.
Well... Mostly permanent.
Again, Jacob's Ladder, that's a fucked up name.
Yeah. It's a fucking perfect name.
Jacob. We knew that's why.
No ladder coming
Jacob.
Here.
Yeah. It's so fucking weird regardless. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I think it's fantastic. But that's just me.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
For you.
Fantastic.
According to your fucking all about yourself, I guess. Did you get the ladder done, bitch? Again, I'm not fucking
I'm in horrible pain. Well, I'm going to love it, so I don't care. Fuck you.
Yeah. This guy's got fucking sores
like
up and down.
Like, the Jacob's ladder isn't even bad. A Prince Albert is worse.
What's that one?
That's the one. That's where you pierce your dick.
Oh,
like
the
tip of your dick.
Yeah.
That goes through like actual like
it's like
you know like the thick of it, but but a Jacob's ladder just goes through like
does it,
your skin.
I wonder if the hold like a hole just so you pee right, like because if not it's gonna be like
no, it doesn't go
that's
through like the middle
morning.
Of your urethra. It doesn't go
Alan's
through the
like
middle.
He's like a kazoo. He like makes a noise when he pees. I don't know how big that urethra hole is, but Jesus, man.
Go through your
I want to hold that big. It's like a fucking trumpet. He's talking about his butt control last podcast.
Oh, yeah. He has great ass control.
I know.
Like, thank you.
He controls the diameter, and he cuts poop songs when he wants to. Yeah. Trap door. Shut down.
Poop ninja.
He can never get anally raped. Just shut it off.
Never.
Close for business.
You ain't going nowhere.
Say, I dare you to get in there. You're gonna lose it, boy.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Yeah. Like, you really can't get anally raped away with your butt control. I mean, I don't got that control. Fuck, my butt's giving up. Go. Shit, sorry.
You don't want me to talk?
Yeah, I know. Don't you fucking talk.
Wow, control. This is getting weird.
It is getting weird, is it?
Is anything different than usual?
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is where everybody drops off.
And the viewer numbers.
All right, I give it 3 balls.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, what do you give it?
Yeah, 3 balls. It's a tolerable IPA.
Tolerable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think 3 is good for a Shelfie.
3. 3 balls.
Jess?
Yeah, I'll give it 3.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's 3
it's
all around.
It's actually pretty good for an IPA.
Yeah.
All right, pants off.
Don't tempt me.
That's now 6 balls.
Let's see who's pierced. Who's got the Jacob's ladder?
You might need to fog the cameras.
Yes.
This is the part where the screen goes, we'll be back after these messages. Technical difficulties.
Yeah. Oh, man. Do you guys remember You Got Mail, like AOL?
Yeah.
God, yeah. Those discs, they're like out of business now almost.
AOL?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I still know so many people with AOL.com
really?
Email addresses.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, the 92? Email addresses.
I wouldn't Some.
Yeah, that's what I'd mm-hmm. figure.
That's crazy.
You've got mail.
Yeah. Ding. That was the best thing ever. Like, you felt so special when that thing, when you logged in, it was like.
Yeah, after like 27 minutes.
And all of a sudden, I'm connected. And then you go to click and it says disconnected. Fuck. Mom, did you pick up the phone again?
Yeah, picked up the phone.
Damn it.
I wonder if people
chatting,
still
Mom.
Have dial up.
Oh, dude.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. Yeah. Like Montana, for Oklahoma. Sure.
Yeah, they're all over sure. that. Yeah, they're just fucking eating it up, dialing it all fucking day. Free internet. Think about it.
Do you remember the IM sound? Yeah. I had a friend, you know, Jennifer.
IQ, what was it? ICQ.
ICQ. And then it was AIM.
Alan and I, we were like the fucking pimps of chat. Of chat. Which
16
is really...
male SoCal.
Every time.
There was a few girls that we met.
Yeah, it was weird.
There, yeah.
We took the fucking, remember the beautiful pictures with that one girl, Rebecca?
Yeah, we talked about this in one of our podcasts.
I won't go back to it, but it was definitely weird. Yeah. It was weird as fuck. And when we ran, I ran upon the picture, ran upon? Anyways, Brendan and I were cleaning out all of my shit.
Ran upon the picture. I don't, hey, what's up, picture,
you're all,
bitch?
You're all, we know you don't run, Juan. Come on. Yeah.
Unless there's cops chasing you.
Yeah. Unless there's a hot dog on a stick. Your bitch ass ain't running. So we're going through like cardboard boxes and she's like, who the fuck is this? But it was more like a, like, no, really. Like, who the fuck is this? This is weird.
There's no jealousy like, here. It wasn't just a, like, what the
no,
fuck?
It was like, you're fucking weird. Like, oh, that's a picture of me and Alan. Yeah, I know. I know who Alan is. I'm wondering why his eyebrow's pierced and why you are in it.
I never
with
had
a girl
my
in the middle.
Pierced.
Yeah, no,
no
eyebrow
you had
piercing.
Ear pierced, right? We did our ears.
Yeah,
together.
Yeah. You used to wear the bling on. Bling diamonds.
Touch it.
Did you chain them together?
No, you know, it was a moment in my
when
life.
When I dated him, he had the big old diamonds in his ears.
I couldn't
he was
do
a total
it,
wigger.
Yeah, oh, he geez. Did. I did. I was like, I'm gonna do it with him.
Don't admit that.
Yeah. I did it with
I'm
him.
I'm gonna
and
bring
then
pictures next time.
I dropped it after like a week. I was like, I can't fucking do this. I'm like a fat kid with this little fucking diamond. People were like, he just wants candy or something. I don't know. Anyways, it has nothing to do with candy. Moments of our lives. I wish I could forget some of that shit.
What else have you up here? Just me. Your tongue?
Yeah, that was about
I
it.
I had my tongue pierced, my cartilage, my ears.
You had your cartilage pierced? What was that?
It wasn't very long. It didn't last very long. It never really healed.
Yeah, that's so gay.
I know.
Is that gayer than the tongue?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. At least there's like pierced. A point behind the tongue.
Yeah, maybe.
No sucking dick?
Well.
It's like the Chris Rock joke.
I've talked about it on the podcast before, so I don't feel like there's a need to talk about it again. It like,
oh, we're hitting the touchy subject.
Okay.
I had it for maybe a couple months and then went to dinner or lunch or something with my parents.
Oh, yeah. I remember that story. Yeah. Yeah.
And my mom saw it.
Like, no, there's nothing wrong. Yeah.
She saw a glare as I opened my mouth, and she asked what it was.
And
even though you were over 18, you decided mommy said no.
this is a Jewish mom we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's exactly. I know, and he still hides his tattoos.
Mommy, what have you done?
They know I have tattoos, but yes, I do still hide them.
Yeah. They just
I remember that day.
Yeah.
That was the fucking, what was it?
The day his dad found out that he had a tattoo and they were in Japan getting massages.
What was the cafe? Not Red Robin, it was the other one.
What are you talking about?
We went and we met them for lunch and they're like, are you guys okay? And we were high as fuck. We were so high. I forget what day that was.
We went to Ruby's.
Ruby's. Yeah. Oh my God. We were so high.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this on another podcast. Yeah,
but it's so good. You got to talk about it twice. Like, because we went in there and I'm just like, they know we're high. They know we're fucking high. Like, they got to know.
When you're high, you convince everybody knows you're high.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone knows when everybody I'm high.
Yeah, everybody. Because exactly.
Because I'm staring at a wall.
Yeah.
Rocking to my heartbeat.
I remember going to 7-Eleven and just, like, grabbing all this random shit. I'm like, the cashier knows I'm high.
Yep.
And I thought, wait a minute, if it weren't for high fuckers coming in here, you wouldn't have a job. He's probably happy we're high. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, come again. Yeah.
Take another toke. Come back later. We have plenty of chips.
Plenty of chips.
Ding, ding.
You forgot the Twinkie.
You're back again, my friend.
Oh, there you are. You're 5'10". I see you right there next to your head.
Excuse me.
Jesus, you got a penis come out of there? What the hell is that?
Is that a Jacob's ladder? Yeah.
Little Jacob's ladder, like
Jacob xylophone.
Could you imagine? Get
musical ones installed.
You're playing musical notes.
I've got
on a
the
penis.
Hiccups.
Oh yeah. No! Do you want me to slap you?
Yeah.
Like old times?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyways.
What were the forks for?
I thought we might need them for the eggs
for
or
the
stuff.
Bean
yeah.
Curd?
In my the mind, bean. We're going to be like, oh, I love these eggs. No, it didn't happen.
What are we, fucking Queen Elizabeth here?
Yeah.
Eat the eggs, please.
How is it that you have so many different types of forks?
He's fucking sophisticated.
You're all forked up, man.
You're all forked up. This would be the only one I would use. I would not use those. Those are ugly.
I do. Yes.
Yeah.
I can't use weird forks.
I have. Okay. So there's
What's
one fork in my house.
I'm like, no.
There's one fork in my house that's wrong that I won't use.
Right.
And there's one spoon that's my favorite spoon.
Oh my God. We bought like the soup bowl, the soup spoons.
Yeah.
I love those. Yeah. I eat ice cream with those.
Well, fork you.
Good. Yes. It's so good.
Yes.
There's certain things that you need soup spoons for and certain things that you need normal spoons for.
We have this one fork where it's like the metal goes all the way up to here. And the tines are like this long.
It's like almost like a spork.
Yeah, it's like, why? I can't. It's too weird. I can't use it. I can't. Why?
Is it
why
normal
don't we just throw
size
it away?
Though? So
yes.
It's not like a, what are those called? Like a
everything else. It's like.
Like a crab fork? What are those
no,
called?
No. It's just like this fork in every way except for the tines don't start till like here. And there's this huge long slab
so
of metal.
Mad.
It's like, what? Yeah.
It's good for shoveling.
I can't even use it. I can't.
You
even
guys
though
know,
I probably
you guys
never
honestly,
stab food that deep.
Yeah.
It doesn't honestly. Matter. I can't.
No.
You
can't.
Guys know a lot about fucking forks. This is weird.
Dude, it's two things. I am a utensil snob and a stationary snob.
Like, I have, we have the dividers
like,
in the
what
drawer.
What kind of fucking socks you
and
have?
And I have, like,
short,
unusable
tall.
Forks over here. I'm, like, thinking, why do I even have those? No, just get rid of them.
I know.
Fuck, no, they're for the guests who don't
they
know
are
any better.
In case I ever have that many people
they don't
in my
know.
House.
Yeah. I have 28
because,
forks.
Because
and these 12
if I have
are for
that many
idiots.
People in my house, we're using plastic forks.
That's
but
true.
If they're ever there, it's necessary. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The same way, it's horrible.
Forks.
Fork, yeah.
Utensils and stationery. I'll only use orange highlighters.
What only the fuck?
Only Sharpie brand orange highlighters. Yeah.
Do you have an orange thing?
Do you really need to highlight that much?
Do you like clowns?
Do you know what I do for a
little? Nope.
She hates clowns.
Really?
Although I do have red balloons all over my office.
It sounds cool, huh?
It does. It's good.
I do with my kids all the time. I go, let me see your nose. And I go, and then Aiden's like, can I do it to you?
That's so good.
He's learning.
They freak the fuck out. Because they literally, they're like, why isn't it doing what I'm doing it? Right. And I go, let me see. And he's like, what the fuck? And, they go, and he's just, yeah.
Pretty being good, a kid, right? Is like it's being high so all the time,
dude. I love it.
What?
I, you know what? I'm not okay. Let me be honest with you. So high parents that smoke weed must have a fucking hell of a fun
blast,
time.
Blast, yeah.
Yeah, because you're just like,
you're just how's it all going, Kim?
Yeah, you're like, I'm fucking high and you want to have fun. I don't need me friends. And like, you're just doing voices and shit, right? If a normal person came in, they'd be like, take that kid away. Like,
one of the last times I was.
But to a kid, he's like, yeah, mommy, I want to be smoking with me. You want to go have fun in the toy truck? Let's go. Right? And then you guys get on the fucking pop-up tent that you made, and you put some little fucking flashlights in the front. You think it's a truck. And he's like, dip, 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 wheels on the bus go round and round. And your kid's having a blast. Somebody comes in, they take your kid away from you because you are high as fuck, sir or ma'am. Like, normal, like if you can't do that sober. When you try it sober, you're like, this doesn't feel
no.
right.
No, not right.
No. Yeah.
One of the last times I was high was Sage. So Sage loves watching National Geographic, all like the Animal Planet and shit.
Get on
like
that shit. Get on that mic.
I'm right here. Sorry. Is this close enough?
Oh, that's good. Oh my God. No, your fucking nose is in it. I can put my mouth around it too.
She looked
confident.
I'm just
volunteering it. I was like, guaranteed. Yeah. No, the last time I got high, I came home and Sage was watching Animal Planet or something, and it was about dung beetles. And this beetle is like going to town. He's got his like
ball of shit,
and it's like going, and I just started narrating for the fucking beetle.
Really?
Sage was laughing so fucking hard. And I don't even remember what I was saying. And then the next day, she's like, Mom, you were so funny last night. Do you remember what you're saying? I was like, I don't even. What happened?
Did she have any idea why?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
But she enjoyed it, though.
Yeah. She was like 15. It was like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
You know, I have a feeling that's true, but I just can't. Like, I can't smoke at all until my son is in bed. Like, I don't even want to look at him when I'm high because it would, like, freak me out.
Like you have a one-year-old.
Yes.
It's different. I've been doing it a while.
So at some point.
You're like, it's all right. Yeah, like Sage just like realized, oh, Mom, you just got home at 1 a.m. You're fucking drunk.
Yeah.
And now I get to fuck with you.
This is how this works.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that day.
It's not fun.
Because my kids
feel
bad.
Now,
yeah.
When they can see through your shit.
Yeah, when they like, that's when you can't hold it together.
They're like,
Mom,
can I have 20 bucks? And you're like, sure, why not? Fuck it. I can have 20 bucks. We can all have 20 bucks.
No, it's the exact opposite.
Is it?
When I'm drunk, I'm like, fuck no, go do chores. Go clean my bedroom and you could have 20 bucks. When I'm sober, I'm like, sure, here.
Okay.
Go away, leave me alone.
Motherfucker.
Shit, you fucking whip them too?
It's a gig
too?
Economy. You can make
get
your own money now, bitch.
I'm
get
sober. What? She's
go
like, I'm sober.
Go someone's fucking cabinet or something.
Did you clean your room? Get in the fucking cage. I'm sober right now, bitch.
Did you clean your room? Get in the cage.
This is why we have the cage.
Wait till I'm drunk, okay? Then you can get out of the fucking cage. I don't know. You just kind of threw me up. I don't know which parent you are right now. But I'm trying to figure it out.
Are you a cage parent or not?
It's okay.
Although I've contemplated it many times, I never put a screen door in my daughter's bedroom.
Yeah?
Never.
Yeah, or a gag.
My parents removed my sister's bedroom door at one point.
Oh yeah.
Dude, I think I remember that.
Yeah.
Because they were like, we don't fucking trust you.
Right.
There was a time. Anyways, I don't want to talk about it. You can talk whatever you want.
I have a lot of friends that had their doors removed.
Yeah, my sister did too.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because she was doing some weird shit. I don't know.
I was never home.
Yeah?
So there was no need.
Don't need a door.
Don't need a door.
Yeah.
Or a room.
Yeah,
that's
the room.
Never there.
What's the worst thing? Okay, what's the worst thing where you're like, fuck you, Mom. Like that, and then you're like, you did something. Like, you did something to your parents. You're like, I'm out of here. Like, you pretend to run away. Like, did you guys ever pretend to
run
away? Did you run away?
Yeah, I ran away.
Where'd you go?
San Diego.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was Valentine's Day and my parents grounded me.
No shit. How old were you?
I was 14.
Whoa.
Wow.
And it
How'd you get there?
My boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. So I was a freshman.
Wasn't me.
No, it was right before Alan. It was Andy Trillo. And
so when you met, we're like, have you ever ran away from home? She's like, yeah. And you're like, yeah. So
no,
like,
he was the good kid. That was the fucked up part. He was the good kid. So my parents grounded me solely so that I couldn't go and hang out with him on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So I was like, fuck you, mom. You know, like whatever. So I called Andy and I'm like, hey, come to the house. And he's like, you're grounded. I'm like, no, it's fine. Just come to the house. So he comes and he pulls up and he has his cousin's car. It was a purple Firebird.
Hell yeah. Was it loud?
Rad.
Probably they heard it. Like, blah, blah,
blah, blah. No, not even. So I walk outside and my mom's following me and I'm like, get the car. Go. And he's like, no.
He's scared.
He's like, oh my God. I'm like, fucking go.
We don't go now. We never will.
Like, it's before cell phones. I had a beeper. Yeah. But before cell phones. So I was like, yeah, we're leaving.
Yeah. He's
like, the cops are going to come after me. I'm like, well, let's go somewhere then. So we went down to San Diego to go to his sister's dorm because she was going to USC. U.S. something.
UCSD.
UCSD.
Well, there's two down there. What's the other one?
Yeah, there's
DSU.
There's two. Two?
It's okay. It's one of those. It's fine.
UCSD and USCSU.
USD.
Here's the thing. I'm not smart enough to fucking give a University? Shit because I just know there's a fucking university there. So
there's two of them.
So she went to school in San Diego.
Yeah. So we drove down there thinking that we were going to find her fucking dorm. We couldn't find the college.
Oh, God. Can't even find the college at all.
Really?
I went to the wrong one.
We didn't have a fucking Thomas guide with us.
Yeah, back then. Before
the internet.
Thomas guide. Yeah, no Google Maps.
No Google Maps. You're like, so we couldn't find
Siri.
It.
Hi, Siri. She's like,
I
got
the guy at the gas station. Yeah. Excuse me, where's the college? Which one?
Yeah, no. So, well, we couldn't even like contact the sister to find out where she was or which fucking school it was. So, came back because we also had the best friend, his best friend with us, and he had a curfew of 11 o'clock, so we had to get him home. And then we decided to hide out and sleep in the car and came back the next morning, and I guess my parents had called the cops for a kidnapping. All of Orange County.
They got
was,
fucking serious.
All of Orange County was looking for me, like all this shit.
Oh, wow.
White female gone.
Yeah. I never heard this story.
30
Locked
cops.
Down everything.
Yeah. It was
Hispanic
gnarly.
Male
and
gone.
And then my dad came and picked me up and beat the living fuck out of me.
Oh, wow. Well, sometimes you gotta get your
ass beat. As soon as he pulled up to Andy's house and he gets out of the car. And at first, when we called my dad, he said that he was coming with a police escort. So I was like, oh, thank God.
Maybe he won't do it in front of him.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank God.
The cops are gonna protect me.
My dad shows up, no police escort. I'm like, oh, fuck. And he gets out of the car and he walks up to Andy, like nose to nose. And Andy's like, if I ever fucking see you again, I'm gonna rip your fucking arms off and beat you to death with them.
Shit. He took a shit in his pants.
Hi, Andy.
Yeah, Andy. Where is he?
He lives in Laguna Niguel, I think.
Oh, he's still talking to him?
I think I'm friends with him on social media. I don't know. He just recently got married and has a daughter.
Yeah? That went full fucking circle.
Now he's gonna rip some arms off. Yeah. Now he knows.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't mean for you to get in trouble.
It was all my fault. He was the innocent one.
Yeah. Wow, that's fucked up.
I feel like girls are more likely to do this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, for sure.
Why is that?
I was super
because guys
innocent
are just
too.
Yeah, my
mellow.
Sister was the one. Like, it had all the
you know why?
You know why?
You know why?
I thought, yeah.
Because
let's hear your
there's
why.
Way more restrictions for girls. Like, parents are way more concerned about girls. So they see all of, like, brothers and everything being able to go out and do whatever the fuck they want. So they want to rebel. They're like, well, he gets to do it. So why the fuck can't
I? Do you have a brother?
I have two older brothers.
Oh, maybe that's part of the equation.
Yeah. I think so.
Like, boys just get to go out and do whatever because you're not worried about them getting knocked up or fucked up. Like, you're taught to fight, and it's fine if you have sex.
That's true.
I never cool did, though, until...
I know how sad
she
that
was
is.
The one who was... Too, and I was
I did the same thing to Andy. Yeah. He's like, no, I'm a good Catholic boy. I have two middle names.
Fuck me, bitch.
Damn, you
get the fuck out of here.
You sinned his life. That was it. He was like,
poor guy.
He went to fucking.
It must have been horrible.
Poor
yeah.
Guy.
Yeah.
Must have been fucking disgusting. I mean, so happy.
Well, anyways, I didn't run away, but there was a time where I just got so pissed off. I was like, I need a fucking cigarette. My mom to this day, I told her the story. She's like, you weren't that bad, mijo. And I'm like, oh, you know, you were denying. Like, you were in denial of everything. Because there was a time I was like, fuck this. She's like, you're grounded. I'm like, I'm not fucking grounded. I'm fucking 6 foot. You're fucking 5'5". What the fuck? What do you mean I'm grounded?
What are you going to do?
Fucking grounded? From what? From moving? Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Fucking on my Brooklyn
my
from
feet
New York?
Are on the ground. It's fine. Yeah.
I know.
Use them to move me around.
I was such a fucked up kid. So I just like popped the screen window off, jumped out the back, went down the fucking back of the house a little bit, smoked a couple cigarettes, came home. It's like, why do you smell like cigarettes? Why the fuck do you think I smell like cigarettes? I fucking took a fucking hit.
Yeah. Turkish
gold. But
that
was the worst. Yeah, oh, Turkish fucking gold, dude. Oh, my. Camel Wides.
Do you remember those ones?
Camel White Lights.
Halfway to gay.
Truth. Truth.
Do you remember those ones with a little thing you could pop to make a menthol?
Yeah.
That's what Alan smokes right now.
He does.
Do you know? They still have those?
Yeah.
Camel Crush. That's right. Yeah. I know all about this shit. I never smoked, but all you fucking idiots did. So I saw cigarettes every day.
Fucking still do.
I
love those tastes.
I actually started to like later on, I would like, I miss like secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
Like I was around
which is
so
funny
because
I hate secondhand smoke.
I do
smoke,
really?
But I love smoking.
Yeah. I hate secondhand smoke, but I missed it. Like, I don't
you're
know if I was
sick.
Like addicted to it or just.
No, you're sick.
It was habitual or I'm insane, whatever. I don't know.
It's your youth.
Yeah, you got used to it.
I guess.
I go to casinos and I'm like fucking blown in front
of me. Smell of my 20s.
There's like this 90-year-old.
That's one of the smells, yeah.
I go to casinos, there's like these Armenians smoking at the craps table and I'm like, just fucking blow it on me. And I'm just sitting there like.
You like pretend to have heart attacks and you get
so
your mouth.
And Brenda's like, that's fucking gross. I'm like, no, it's not. Get the fuck out of here.
Shut
and
up.
I guess, no, I wouldn't say that to her. She'd be like, fuck you. You kidding me? If I ever said it to Brenda, she'd be fucking him in the
yeah.
nut. She hits me right in the nut sack. She's like, left nut, right nut, bitch. Which one you want? I'm going to hit them both. Fuck it.
Her foot's wide. She got a wide foot. She gets them both in one
dude, kick. Those feet. Let me tell you, it's like a fucking rabbit. She just fucking hits me. I don't even know. Just
from
double,
the back.
It's like a double
backwards
tap.
Kick.
Yeah, dude. Her hair fucking like fucking Sonya from fucking Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
No, it was.
She was my favorite.
Sonya, you remember Mortal Kombat?
It was like, yes. Which one used her hair?
It yeah, like, it was Sonya.
Yeah, who's
the
your favorite?
The gray hair.
Okay, who's your
that
favorite Mortal Kombat?
Sonya was the military girl.
Mortal Kombat, who's your favorite? I just want to know, just for the fun of it.
Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung. Did you play Mortal Kombat?
Because he was everybody.
Did you play?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Who was your favorite?
Right? Sonya, which is the one with the hair.
Okay.
Yeah, but she didn't hit you with her hair.
Yeah, she had the one that did the whole
yeah, she did.
Thing.
She fucking did a little
did
whip.
No,
yeah.
Sonya
was.
Hair.
No, she had gray hair. She had blonde hair.
No, blonde hair.
Sonya was
blonde
the military blonde
was the
girl.
One with the like the
I think it was like fucking She-Ra or something. I don't know what the fuck.
No, Shira. I can't
who was
remember. The one that the alien one that had the four arms?
No.
That would stomp on you.
Oh, was well, that was Goro.
Goro was the male, and then
the
there was
male.
A female one.
There was a female.
Chitara?
Shiba?
Chitara?
Shiba.
Chitara. I think it was Chitara.
I don't know. We need to
are you fucking Googling
up.
It?
But,
yes,
I am. Okay, so I loved playing
Alan's
that
like,
because
I just like
stomping on people. And then whoever
scorpion
the
gray-haired
witch one, the gray-haired witch one that would do the whole whiplash and fucking destroy you.
Yeah, Katana was cool, too.
I liked Raiden, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Raiden. I
this
never played any of them. I only really played
there was a moment
two.
In video games where like you kind of almost wanted to jerk off
or
to them
Luke
because
Kang.
The boobs were so big. And then they kind of downsized it and they just went straight anime porn. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, you gotta leave a little excitement there.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I need another drink.
All right, go get it. And for the next podcast, we're going to be talking about Scoogle Nuts. Have you ever wanted your nuts blown out through your mouth? Well, let me guess.
Shiva was the forearm. Short forearmed one.
And
still
hair.
Looking for time's that one.
Are you fucking asking what
Sindel?
Time is?
I am.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready for what?
Pants
yes.
On? Big boy time. Yeah, put those fucking headphones on. Big boy time.
Oh. Yeah.
Bedtime stories.
Jeff, you got stories. The bedtime stories?
Oh, I always got the bedtime stories.
You gotta put the ASMR on, yeah.
Time for bed.
What happened to your man. Foot?
Mm. All right, get back over to the mic real quick because we're going to end the podcast for a second.
Just real quick.
Yeah, real quick. Yeah, that's not fucking annoying. Yeah, in the back. Thank you for joining us, guys, on Mata Tacos Brutally Honest podcast. I think we're going to end it. We've been here
that
for about 2 hours.
How can we
and that was probably the best anyone would have. So, because of that, we're going to end it. So, I want to say thank you for Jess for joining us. Jess, thank you. And thank you, those out there, for being with us.
Thank you.
This is goodbye from Juan.
It's bedtime now.
Alan.
Jeff.
And special guest. Whoa, that was no. You gotta get closer. That's fucking good. Give them a real good.
Give them a bedtime.
Okay, we're good. Whoa. And thank you.
Rated R.
Just popped a little one.